Okay, Ayaros Safik Mukafas Chaima. Arim Rabos Yesh Sheheim Safik Mukafas Chaima Mimos Yeshua Benon Safik Eden Mukafas Chaima Mimos Yeshua Benon. We know that in Eretz Yisrael today there are many cities, no one really knows exactly which cities had a wall surrounding them from the time of Yeshua Benon, and that would require them to lay the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar, not on the 14th day. So the big question over here is, what are you going to do? Right? There's a lot of chilukei deis about these inyanim. In Eretz Yisrael, it's very complicated. A lot of say even Beis Shemesh, and even Beis Shemesh is a problem there. What exactly do you do? Har Nofel, a lot of cities in Eretz Yisrael, different opinions exactly what to do. So v'dan hori shalom be'eza yom karim mochem ha-megillah, v'das ha-rambam karim mochem ha-megillah b'yom yudalit v'yom tesvav. Aval ein mevarchem ha-lakuya ela b'yom yudalit. Okay, so according to the Rambam, if you live in these cities which are questionable, it's a very hard Purim. You got to lay the Megillah twice. You got to lay the Megillah on day 14 and again on day 15, and you have to, but you do not make a bracha on the second day. Ubi haram matam shahol since the yudal l'chutzman kriyasa l'roiv ha'olam. We go b'asaroiv l'chein roi l'varech al kriyasa b'yoyim yudalit. The Rambam says, play it safe. You follow the principle of Roiv. Since most of the world lays the Megillah on the 14th day, therefore when you live in a city you do not know, that's the proper thing to do. Aval Ramban, b'chidushav hevi estas ha-goinim b'tshuva shebi ayaros ha-mukaf ha-musav ha-mesufa-kois ein karn ela b'yudalid. You don't have to lay, period, on Tesvav. Mishum sheroiv ha-yaros einim mukaf ha-schem ha-mios Yeshua v'yemken k'shei shavik al-ir zo imhi mukaf ha-schem ha-mios Yeshua eloi holchim achar ha-roiv v'noitim she'einu mukaf ha-schem. So the Ramban is chilk on the Rambam. If you follow Roiv, it's Roiv is good enough not to make a bracha. Roiv is good enough not to lay at all. Just laying on Yudal, you don't have to lay on Tesvav, period. The Haran cost, and all rules of Kashrus, one thing I learned about Belsker, but all rules of Kashrus are based on Roif. In Kashrus, you're always going to have problems. Doesn't exist a factory, any commercial product you have in the supermarket. There's always issues. It's the way the world is. These factories and these ingredients they're used, they come in contact with things that are not kosher. And almost every single thing you put into your mouth, whether you like it or not, the reason why it's mutter is because at some point in time in its production, you go bust a roif. If you want to be a frumak and say, oh, I'm better than roif, I want to be 100%, you basically can't eat anything in the whole world. You can't eat anything. Because you have to go bust a roif. Because you got that. If you're not going to go bust a roif, what?
Can't drink the water.
You might not be Jewish. How do you know you're Jewish? That's
maybe a chazaka. Chazaka is better than roif. Is it better than roif? It's also a lomnish shayla. Chazaka, two different types of chazakas, different types of roifs. Okay, but roif is a way of life. Don't fool yourself in thinking that you're 100%. There's no such thing in this world as 100%. So the Rambam is a very strong complaint against the Rambam. You go bust a roif, you go all the way. You don't have to lay in the Megillah on Yom Tezvav. Fine. The Haran cost of Gamkin Kedas Hagoin Vahisav Alitam Bedavar. And the Ran says the same thing. You only learn the Yudal Shekev and Shekol Kriyas and Megillah Himid Rabban in Kain Savichiv Akriyas of Savid Rabban Lukula. There's another reason. It's because the whole thing is a din derabban, and it's not a din deraisa. So when it comes to din derabban, you can be makel the ein itzach likrei gam bites. So you don't have to lay voice of around because of shalup poitre legam we yavshar came in the biyom echad kol echad b'chuv b'mikra megillah. In other words, the Ran asked the question. So maybe if you have a suffix, you should have to lay all together. Man of Shach, maybe it was Mukefes Chemi, most Yeshua Binun, so I'm supposed to lay on day 15. Maybe it's not Mukefes, so I'm supposed to lay on Yudalid. So since each day is a Suffolk, so I don't have to lay at all. How about that? That's a novel Bereshus Satara. You can abuse Halacha to the degree where you don't have to do anything at all. So the Ran says that far you're not allowed to go. You can't go so far to say you potter. Don't do that. Since the whole Klal Yisrael kolecha b'chuyv l'mikra begilim d'atu lav Yisrael ninu. Ella da dein ein mavur madua mavur berishonim shabbat tzach liko liyom yeachah bulvat tzach liko biyom yudal davka. He doesn't explain the Ran why bedavka yudal. And I thought he said before, the Ramban said it was because most of the world da does on yudalit, so do what most of the world does. Uveber inyan kosav mishnah lamelach shakevan shahu ben bein kachu mechuyv liko yoyim yeachah im kem miyad keshabo hamitzul yodo tzach likaima. So we had this before, we had this idea a number of times. Is that's a lot to do with in Yom of when there's a double Adar. Why there are certain things we do in the first Adar? Mitzvah habol yadcha al tachmitzena. That zrizim makdimim lemitzos. Maybe you live in a city where really it's 50-50. You really maybe you'll present me a dilemma that you don't we really do not know what the situation is. Should you lay it on the 14th? Should you lay it on the 15th day? Did it have a wall? Did it not have a wall? But there's another factor. Since now you have a suffix and you've now entered into the earliest time when theoretically you can fulfill the mitzvah, chaperein, do it as early as possible. Mitzvah bol yotcha, this is a very important principle in halacha, and as mentioned before, when it comes to observing why when it comes to a yartzeit we observe in the first month, and mainly the main thing is a neder. When the person is mekabel upon himself that he's going to do something every single year in Chodesh Adar, he's going to fast. That's why yartzeit really is the first month, because it used to be in the olden days that you would fast on a yartzeit. So it's a neder. I'm a mekabel upon myself a tainus. So once Adar has entered, it's the first Adar, it's the appropriate time you should right away grab and be mekabel the tainus. Next,
the reason
the graves?
No.
The cities, the small cities.
They lay earlier, right?
They lay, well, that's what he's saying. He's saying in Eretz Yisrael, basically he's saying is that if you live in a city where it's a Sofik, if it had a wall, you most Yeshua Binun, you lay on Yud Dalet.
No, what I'm saying is, why don't you lay even on Yud Dalet if it comes out?
No, we don't do that today. That is not done anymore today. That wasn't ideal. Even when Chazal gave you the opportunity to jump Chaperein and do it on Yud Beis, Yud Aleph Yud Beis, that was only a b'diavet. That was not a l'chatchil even then.
In the day of Chazal, which cities were Mekafes Chayma?
Well, we don't know. If we knew, then we would not.
They knocked it down.
Right, exactly. We didn't know. Yerichai was rebuilt. It's a pasuk in Shmuel on Yeshua. It was rebuilt, even though there's a curse. There's a curse not to rebuild it, but it was rebuilt
with the chayma.
And the question is that Yerichai, was it a different Yerichai? Yes, so it did have a warming was Yeshua Ben Nun. Okay.
Think about it, the only city that might possibly have had a chayma might be Megiddo.
Why Megiddo?
Megiddo was a tell, goes back to...
Okay, there are certain things I'm not at all familiar. All I know...
There's nothing. Anything that came in with the Romans. The Romans was...
Yeah.
Much like that.
What about America?
Huh?
What about America? Maybe Brooklyn had a wall around it. Okay, okay, we don't know. You do hear, let's see. Let's go further. Uve bir hagra. Okay, uve bir hagra cost of tam acher lama ein tzarch likwa lishidu zo el biyudal dafka vlevite zo mishum shagam kein krach shat tzarch likwa spetezvav yoytse yidei chayvaso im kar biyudalad. Another great answer. Bidiyavet, if you live in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, okay, that's the ultimate. Or you're in Shushan Abira. Those are the only two places where there's no sefer suffix at all. Yerushalayim? What?
You don't know where Shushan is.
We know where Shushan is. Okay, you're right.
Chevron.
A lot of these places, I don't know. Some of these places are real sfeikas.
Sfat.
Tzvas, there are certain cities in Yerushalayim where there are questions. They have tradition that there was, I don't know, so they have these dilemmas. But the Gra has a third answer. When you're living in a city, there's a suffix, there's a halach that even if you live in a city that for sure had a wall, if you by mistake lay in the Megillah on the 14th day, b'di'evid, you have fulfilled your obligation. If in Yerushalayim you lay in the Megillah on the 14th day, you yotzei. Doctors tell the person, you only have 10 hours to live. It's the Yudalit. You might as well lay in the Megillah. You chop it right, another mitzvah. Because tomorrow I'm not going to be around. So he's saying, b'di'evid, if you lay on Yudal, Yotzei. So therefore, if you live in a city with a Zasafik, there is no harm in laying in Yudal, because even if this city had a wall around it, from Yotzei Shur Benun, and the correct day is to lay on day and to lay on Tezov, but b'di'evid, if you were to have lain on Yudal, you would be Yotzei. Next. But if you're supposed to lay on day 14, and you lay on day 15, lo Yotzei Yidei Chavasa. Therefore, there's no question that when you have a suffix, you should lay your lechaodiv shlikos miyudal shoz yotzei mimanim shach. Ach, ochein das mir chadosh, tehi sha'av ben tezvav ve'ein yotzei dechavosa bekuyazu b'yom yudalid. The pri chadosh disagrees with the Gra, and he is of the opinion that if you lay on Yudalid in Yerushalayim, lo yotza yidei chayvasa. So then the question comes back. That the why 14 over 15? Well, the halacha kasa magid mishnah shehaminug ki harambam. He writes the meaning is like the Rambam to lane twice. Shayaro samusuhamesupakois koyros. They lane be yudalid vitesav uvelay lehem, and they lane at night also four times. The ein mevarchem alakriya ella biyom yudalid bulvad v'chein pasak b'shulchan aruch. We paskin like the Rambam. The Rambam usually goes like the shulchan akasha. The Rambam usually goes like the sheet of the Rambam. Next, avol kos of habeis yosef. Shaloi kol yer nichneses begeder sofik mukefes chayma. Not every city is in this category. Ela rak yer shehi mukefes chayma atika. We know that it has an old wall. The ein yadua imosai livnisar gezuntai v'imhim imos Yeshua benun oilo. Ir zo nichnes begeder sofik v'ldas harambam tzach likrog bo yomayim misofik. Avol im eina mukefes chayma kayoim. Let's say today there is no wall. The wall has long been removed. And the only dilemma is, maybe this city had a wall 2,000, 3,000 years ago. You don't have to be chayish. We have another discussion. Okay, so bottom line is, what's the summary? We have basically three reasons why. We have a suit that's a sophic. So first of all, according to the Rambam, says you have to lay in 2 days. According to everyone else, the Ran, and everyone else, you only lay in 1 day. Shulchan Aruch paskins, you should lay in 2 days. You only lay in 2 days in a city that has the wall is still standing today. If it's not standing today, then you don't only have to lay in on the yom. Then we are not chayish. Okay,
unless you know
for sure, which he's really going to discuss later on. So this, he's really negating this thing entirely.
Even if you know there was a wall there, you know. Years ago, we don't know
who was with those Yeshua. So then, he seems to say not. He seems you have to have two things to be mechazek, the reason to lay. Has to have a wall now, so the wall is still standing, and we have a suffix. But if the wall is no longer standing and you only have a suffix, that would not be enough to say that it enters into this category. Okay, but the lumbish in you we take out of this is there are three. When you live in a city, so what should you do? I have a suffix. Shalein on Yudalid or Shalein on Tezvav. So he gives us three reasons why you should lain on Yudalid. Number one, we go Basar Roiv. Roiv cities lain Yudalid, therefore lain Yudalid. Reason number two, Bidyeved. If you lain in a city according to the Gra, that you're supposed to lay on Tezvav, if you lay on your Dalit, you'll feed the Gra, Yotza. So there's no harm done, at least according to the Gra. The third reason is that if you have a dilemma, always do it in the first possible moment of opportunity. Since we have a dilemma, it's in Yudalit, Tezvav, the first moment of possibility, the opportunity is Yudalit, Chaperein, Mitzah Boliotcha Al Tach Mitzena. Next topic. Odim Sofik.
What if it's a town that you knew it was walled, but it's no longer...
If it's no longer walled, it doesn't matter. If you know...
No, downside if you
Where is Yericho?
We don't know where Yericho is.
Okay, so in other words, if we knew where it was, then...
Then, and you were in there, you would lane. Yes, you today they claim they know. They've done archaeological digs.
There's a second,
Yericho was rebuilt.
May have been rebuilt and not the exact...
Not point. Exactly right. That's the assumption. It was built on not the exact... Adjacent to the real Yericho. So where is the real Yericho? So the first Yericho had walls. The second Yericho, is there anyone today living in the old Yericho?
No.
So we don't even know where the real Yericho is with certainty.
Okay, if we had an architectural dig,
even the architecturals are inconclusive. They're not. They say they are remnants. They think they believe, but more often than not, they've been proven wrong. Though it can go on, a theory can last for 50 years, and then they'll come along and they'll say we made a mistake. There was something we didn't realize. There was another city. There was this and that. No one knows with certainty anything today. Everything is a big suffix. Everything is a suffix. So that's the question. That's the dilemma. Okay, there are guidelines. Okay, he's going. We don't live in an area. If we live in an area, just show we would know this stuff in our sleep. We would know in this city do this. All of what? There are other cities where they lay in 2 days. Where there are legitimate sfeikos that they at this
that's
point.
The downside of making a mistake in reading both days.
No,
is there a mistake?
If you not to make the bracha, don't make a bracha. You don't now let him make a bracha. It's a bracha levatolo. That's what the Rambam says.
So which day should you...
First, that's what we just concluded. The first day.
You could lay
according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you don't lay the second day. It's not necessary. Okay, let's see the next topic. Orim Safik Mukafa Ischaima B'chutz Li'aretz. Okay, let's now go to see what we have in B'chutz Li'aretz. Das. This chumrah of laning 2 days only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Avol b'chutz li'aretz ein karim ba'yaros ha'musufakos ella b'yudal. There's no such thing as 90 days. Of course, they're only in 1 day. Mishum shebizman migilas Esther v'atakonas yom apurim hayu ha'arim ba'eretz Yisrael yiduos b'fusamos b'glal din bati arichayma. The reason why this says there it's shol is more validity was because they had other nafkaminas lehalacha when we were observing shmita. Then there's the laws of bate. Orei Chaima, homes that are in walled cities, if they are, if a person is makdish them to the Beis HaMikdash, you only have 1 year, a shana smima, to redeem it. After 1 year, then automatically then it becomes a property of the Beis HaMikdash. Shenoag bohem elo shenishtakach zichram b'meshech haderos v'hayom ein yedua im hoyu mekofos chema oylo. Ulekach kishetiknu esimei zmani apurim tiknu bohem sheyiku yoimayim 2 days misafik. Ach, the Orim Hamukaf is Chaima be'er chutz liyaretz. Shalom ha yiduos mufusamos bezman takonas yimei apurim. Loi tiknu la'yaros hamusufakos shabohem sheyiku biyoim tesva misavik. So he's saying a very big thing. He's saying it was never part of the takana. Built into laning 2 days was a takana that in his built, he's saying a chidish, built into the takana that to lane on Yudalit tesva was also a takana that a sin, which is a suffix, you lane both days. You have to lane twice. But that takana of laning twice, that the first established takana was only set in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael you had real cities which had a legend, had real valid traditions of being Musafos Chaim Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, because of the halach of the Bate Orei Chaima, which have naftiminus when it comes to redemption. But Chutz Li'aretz, these things were not an issue, so no one paid attention to these cities. It was not an issue, so therefore when they established the Zmanim to lay in the Megillah, there was never a takana that a city that is a suffix you should lay in twice, because these cities were not really, no one ever really paid attention to this, to the fact that these cities had walls, did not have walls, because there was no nafka minah lehalacha outside of Eretz Yisrael. Only Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the exception. Yerushalayim did not have a wall. Yeshua ben Nun. Even though Yerushalayim did not have a wall, but because of the kavod of Yerushalayim, that's the exception. Ulahacha le'nokra poiskim tachida zo. I think it's a mistake. Ulahalacha. Ulahalacha. There's a missing lamed. He's referring over here to Europe. If you have a city that has a suffix, you really should lay. However, it's not practical because it doesn't exist. Europe was not settled at the time of the conquest of Yeshua. It was a desert. It was desert land. That's what he says. Okay, the view Mishnah Brura, and the Mishnah Brura quotes this. Even though Europe maybe was desert land, was deserted at the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Okay, do we really know? We don't really know, but that's what it says. But there are cities b'chutz liaretz shemavu b'paiskim shetzach l'kum b'cham b'tazav b'safek. Who are they? In Prague. Okay, kimavur bechayi adam. That's what it says. Shekardim sham bites saw misafik. It says that in Prague, they lay there on misafik. Ach b'shut chuvus mehava. Rabbi Lezer pal aklas. Rabba shel Prague kosav. Shenuagu avoisav. Rabboisav avos avoisav. Hayireim v'charedim al drar Hashem. Likroi esamagila gam bites vav. Okay, in Prague, it's a very long poem, 2 days. The oimim sheyesh safik im hi mukefes chaimim miyos Yeshua ben Nun. V'chein noa gam hu acharem yoyim she'amad al daitoi. He also followed this opinion. Avol, what? Let's see. I don't know. I have no idea. Let's see what it says. Avol. Mainz. No, he's saying Prague. Mainz, he's saying, was not in that. Mainz in Germany. Didn't exist. Europe didn't exist. Avol Roy Binay, who he writes over here.
There was no Prague.
This is what he says. Look, I'm just reading what it says. So he rings over here. There was a tradition. They disagree, like what you say. No such thing. There was a Prague at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, ki in Biyudalad. Feherich levar sham shekim shem shem mikama sinifim. Due to many reasons, many different channels, many different lines of reasoning. Yesh lifsoik she'ein chiv likreis sham ela biyudalad. Shekein yitochein shel halacha kidas apaiskim sherak biyarit yishol koin b'tez zobi arma mekovus chomim mosh shua binon. Okay, that's an important principle. Now there is an opinion that says, even the city that for sure had a wall, miyamos Yeshua binon only lanes on tezvav if it's in Eretz Yisrael. If New York City had a wall,
Wall Street, yes.
Mimos, yes. Yeshua ben Nun, according,
it was a wall.
You don't lane according to this opinion because it's not an Eretz Yisrael. This halacha has to be only Yeshua ben Nun. The Gami talking k'divrei halavusha ein ha'adam hamishem medinas elu mukavas chamam Yeshua ben Nun. Also, we have opinions that say no way in the world did these cities exist with the wall Yeshua ben Nun. That's a second sniff, a second line of reasoning. V'gam yitochim shehamayim shebetzidu ha'echot shel Prague einam nechshavim l'chayma. There's water. Prague is not surrounded on all four sides. One side is water. So that's not cool. That does not qualify. Maybe when it comes to the laws of Erevin, you'll tell me it's a halachic mechitza. But that's not a mechitza b'negeya, the halacha of Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah requires four real walls. Akko. Why? Akko also is one wall is the sea, is the Mediterranean. Okay. Okay, so this is the shayla. Let's say this is the shayla. The gam yitoch and shalach machar roiv yaros. Okay, then we have another rule. Sniff is we have roiv. And Rove three is laid on day 14. Shayim mukavas chaim ulchini v'gam oisa shayim nesam lelikuris b'megilu b'tezav im kol zay yeri Hashem heima v'keima ukidoshav ein machsolim. They're not missing anything. So he has introduced here all of these very fascinating gidiyos about the rules of laying on a city that has a wall. Number one, it has to maybe four walls. Number two, all of these cities we really don't even know. We don't know what the story is. Some say it never happened, and some say it has to be mamish in Eretz Yisrael. So when you combine all of these reasons together, it's a very weak argument that you should have to lay on Tesvav in at least Parak. Next, Ulainin Damesek, Damascus. What?
That pretty much narrows it down to Yerushalayim.
No. Yes. Well, Yerushalayim didn't have any. Even that's worse. Yerushalayim didn't have a wall.
Right.
Yerushalayim. The tradition is Yerushalayim did not have a wall at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
No.
Sure.
It didn't. What?
You have the
Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. No, there was no.
Dabar Melech had to go through the wall to get into Yerushalayim.
Maybe that was Yevusi. They built it later. They built it later. They built it later. I think the Gemara says Yerushalayim did not have a wall. The modern day Yerushalayim did not have a wall from Yeshua ben Nun. Okay. There was Yerushalayim. There were two cities. There was Har Yeroha and there was Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. There were two cities. We do have a tradition that there were two cities, and these two cities were unified into one city, and a wall was built around it. But that took place after the conquest of Yehoshua ben Nun. You have to understand something. Yerushalayim was not on our map until much later, until David HaMelech. Okay, in this week's after, this is a Vard which is hard to digest. This Vard, Kimad, it says in the Mitzudos David in Yeshaya, and Rav Schwab alludes to what he talks about it. It's this week's Haftarah. By all the kings, it says that they were tzaddikim. There was one thing they didn't do. Rak habamois loy sorrow. And it says that the opening line in this week's Haftarah. What's this obsession with all of the Malachi Yisrael? They were tzaddikim, they did everything very, very good. There was one minor problem. We don't hold against them. They did not take away the minor altars in Eretz Yisrael. Why? If they were so successful in wiping out of Avodah Zarah and teaching Klal Yisrael, so what's the big deal to tell everyone you come to Yerushalayim to bring the Karbanos? What's all about? So if you look in the art scroll, you look at all the maid, they all tell you it's like talking during davening. You gotta know when cut your losses. People had a Yetzirah to serve Hashem. Shchut Eichot, you're not allowed to serve Hashem. At least they're serving Hashem. At least they come to Shul. Right? At least. So they talk during davening. But look at the good. They come to Shul. They daven a little bit. So the people, they're bringing korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, you're not supposed to do it. But at least you're serving Hashem. It's the lesser of the evil. So it wasn't kedai for the Malachim to make a fuss over this. That's what it says in all the Mepharshim. It's a very shvach answer. Because Shchut Eichot is a chiv kars. It's like adultery. It's serious business. So the question really, there is no really satisfying answer to answer this, and why all over. One very interesting answer is, and we really don't relate to understand, is Yerushalayim, when David HaMelech selected Yerushalayim, this is the final resting place. Look at the history in Klal Yisrael. They came into Eretz Yisrael, they go to Gilgal, 14 years. That's where all the action happened. Then, now we're going to Shiloh. Oh, Shiloh was the Beis HaMikdash. 369 years. Aliyah L'Regel, this was the center of Klal Yisrael for 369 years. It was destroyed. Are we going to rebuild Shiloh? No way. We're going to Noiv. Noiv, after Noiv was destroyed, went to Givon. Now, that was destroyed. So where we're going, David HaMelech says, we're going to Yerushalayim, we're going to Ir David. Okay, very good. We're going to Ir David. But this is not going to be the final resting place. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Yerushalayim is the final resting place. It's a good place. We'll settle here for 100 years, for 200 years. It'll be no worse than Mishkan Shiloh. But it's not necessarily going to be the final destination. L'mai nafkamina. If it's not the final destination, then the bamos are mutter. The bamos only become usur when you have achieved your final destination. If we're going to move from here to another location, then this might be the Bama Gedoyla. It right now, so temporarily, we're not allowed to offer Kurbanas in the Bama Katana. But the Bama Katana is going to become active when we move from Yerushalayim to our next destination. So the people were not convinced. This is what it says in the Masudah Stuff. It's a shocking thing. We're not convinced that Yerushalayim is the final destination. There's going to be another. We'll go to Eilat. We'll establish the Beis Hamikdash in Akko. We'll establish it in Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv, why not? Right near the airport. Right near the airport. Well, that's where we'll build the Beis Hamikdash. In Tel Aviv. Nice open area, light near the Mediterranean. It's
be free.
What?
You don't have to go through customs.
Go in the airport. We'll build the Beis Hamikdash in the airport. It's not the final destination. If it's not the final destination, then the bamos are not going anywhere. The bamos are only destroyed when the Beis Hamikdash reaches its final destination. All of the Malachi Yehuda and Yisrael, Yehuda, were unable to convince. The people were not convinced this is the real deal.
Yeah, but the itakana of reading the Megillah in Arei Chaima,
yeah,
maybe has nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash. It has to do with a city that's Arei Chaima.
No, Yerushalayim was the kavod of Yerushalayim. The Gemara says beferish, mishum the kavodoy of Yerushalayim. Okay, let's go further. So at some point, Yerushalayim was not a major city. When Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, no one heard of Yerushalayim. It was never in their minds a havamina that this is going to be the final destination. This concept, this shocking concept that it's going to be, now we're going Gilgal, Shiloh, Noivigivoyin, and now we're going to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, from all the cities, this is where we're going to build the Beis Hamikdash. This
Beis Hamikdash was supposed to be El Hamokim.
Asher Yivchar El Hamokim, Asher Yivchar Hashem. Hashem will choose. Hashem will choose what He wants to choose. You're telling me, David is telling me through Nosson Hanavi, that this is the place, Asher Yivchar Hashem, and it's over, we're finished? People had a hard time swallowing that. This was not a significant location. When they came into Yerushalayim, when they came in during Yoshua ben Nun, there was nothing there. It was a little city. It was a little, it was nothing. There was no wall. There was nothing. You're telling me this is the place? So it didn't have a wall. And even when they built it, they weren't convinced that this is going to be the end of the line. And that's why they did not take down the bamos. The bamos finally came down the very, very end. When they Taka accepted, they were makabel. That's it. We now acknowledge. They say the same thing about the state of Israel, right? They say, can this be the aschalt of the geula? Can this be actually part of the process of the geula, of the geula, see the coming? People are not convinced. Even today, people are not convinced. Time will tell. Maybe it will all be a gilui, that it's all part of the process of the coming of Mashiach. At the time when it happens, it can't be. This is nonsense. Okay, it's a very deep idea. Schraub talks about this, and it's really the Mitzudos David, he hits upon this. Now let's finish this up over here. Lean Damascus. Hey, let's talk about Damascus. Okay. So what about Damascus? Is there a wall there today? There's no wall there today.
There's nothing there today.
Was there ever a wall there? Do we have on record? What?
Oh,
so once upon a time. Are there any Jews there today? No, not a soul. Damascus. 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 Let's see. B'shem Sefer HaKavanah Rabbi Chaim Vital. Let's see. Look what he writes here. Rabbi Chaim Vital was a very holy, holy of holies. Mekubal. Rabbi Chaim Vital hayinoy gusham beiz yom impur misafik. Okay, in Damascus he lived there, obviously, and he observed 2 days Purim. Olinian in Baghdad. Oh, what about Iraq? Let's go to Iraq now, in Baghdad. What about observing their 2 days Purim? Look at that. In Baghdad, they observed 2 days Purim. Yerushalayim, there was no wall, but there was a wall in Baghdad. And there was a wall in Damascus.
They don't mention Aram Sova.
Aleppo. Ulainian Tsar, what about Tyre? Okay, where exactly is Tsar? Do we even know where it is?
Yeah, sure.
It's on the coast. Okay, Ulainian Tsar, Tyre, Kosova Rambam, the wheel Tsar, the ancient Tsar. Kosova Rambam, Beshut Per Hadar, Shahoya Safik Mukefes Chayma. We have a Safik, Umavur Sham, She Min Hagam Hoya Likra Bebeis Hayam. They would read 2 days. Ulavarich b'shem to make a bracha and ulavarich b'shem. Look at that. Not like what the Rambam says to make a bracha on both days. Wow, 2 days. The Rambam mocha b'yon. The Rambam says he's making him say you don't make a bracha 2 days. The cause of shein ulavarich el b'yudal v'gam ha'oyne amin achar bracha b'tezvav osaliti les adin. Ukvar chuvel el das hamagid mishna b'shem kam b'shem shabuchutz yaretz ein din likra b'tezvav be'ir shehi safik mukav eschaim. Like we said, that some hold that this whole halacha of landing on 2 days is only in Eretz Yisrael, but in Damascus and in Tsar and in Baghdad, many Poskim say you should not lay altogether. That was not part of the original Takana. Amos, Rabbi Chaim Vital and Rabbi Yosef Chaim in Baghdad disagreed. They held that this Takana was made even for Chutz Liaretz, and they believed that there was a legitimate possibility that these cities had some type of wall, Mimos Yeshua Binun. Okay, next sugya. Klalei din samach leir mukefes chayma. Okay, now this is a very, very complex question. Yerushalayim has been expanded. It keeps on expanding, right? Yerushalayim is massive. The city of Yerushalayim today is not the Yerushalayim of ancient times. When Chazal made it HaKon, then Yerushalayim, you laid on Tezvav. Does that mean if you're in the Ramada Hotel, you're laying on Tezvav? The Ramada is way out there, right? It's way out. And
there's one near the Hebrew U, which is mamish there.
Where? In the Yerushalayim?
Yeah, the one by the Hebrew University is...
In the old Yerushalayim?
No. First of all, the old Yerushalayim is not the old, it's the new. The Yerushalayim that you're talking from...
The new, new.
The Yerushalayim that you're talking about...
No. That's the Yerushalayim.
...was down part of the hill. It wasn't what Yerushalayim today. It's part of the chaimah they had going through the.
Now I'm talking about a part of Yerushalayim that is clearly not part of the old Yerushalayim. It's been in the next modern part in the modern Yerushalayim. Let's see. So behalacha zushal ir asmucha leir mukavas chaimah matzasi gimel shidus b'divrei ha'paiskim. There are 3 different pieces when it comes to a city on the outskirts. If you have a city and the city definitely had a wall, Mimos Yeshua Binun, and on the outskirts of the city there are residents. What is their status? When do they live? There are 3 different opinions. Number one is shita achasi she'im yesh meshach shalbatim shchena saviv chaimah leir afilu she'im nimshachim lemrachim ledoilim. If you have cities that are right outside the wall and they continue, a continuous stream of homes, they all are tofel to the Iker city and they all lay on Tesvav. Even though there are people, there are some Mekoymos in the city, here it doesn't matter. The only time we're going to say that people living on the suburbs of a city are not part if there is a hefsik of 3/4 of a mile. A mil is approximately 3/4 of a mile. 3/4 of a mile of empty space, then you can no longer say that you're part of the original city. Who says this? That's the Kavachayim. Okay, next. The Kavachayim cause of jump down one line to the brackets. The Kavachayim cause of Lachadish. Yeah, so they came in since. Shakol bati ha'ir nechshav le'ir achas af im inim b'soy ha'choymos l'chein lifer af im yesh yishuf ha'nirul le'bati ha'ir ha'mechubadim le'ir mekav eschayma af sheinim b'toy ha'choymo elim b'chutz mo'il v'nechshav sheyishuf ha'karv nirul le'ir mekav eschayma l'ach l'mayis ha'kav sh'adayin tzavad ki v'kivu bezim b'yudal v'tezvav. He has another dilemma. If you're far away, but you can see the city. If you can see the city, when you look out your window, you can see the city, so maybe they should be considered, so he does not want to pass in that case. But one thing for sure is that if you are outside the city, the old city, and you there is not a gap of 3/4 of a mile, you are clearly, at least according to Kavachayim, tuffle to the main city, and therefore you're going to live only on Tesvav. That, according to Kavachayim, that most of Yerushalayim then, if not the entire new Yerushalayim, which is Mimele, is part of Yerushalayim, is tuffle, you're laying only on Tesvav. Shita days. Vehi shita hapucha mea shita hakodemes, the din ir mukev eschem yishrak, lebatim hanimsev lefnim minachayimah, uklab mikunim. Lebatim shechutz minachayimah admil, and only batim that are outside only until 1 mil. There's no break. It doesn't matter if you're not in the walled city itself, and we'll give you a buffer of 3/4 mil outside the wall. You draw a line around the old city. Go to the old city, you have the wall around the old city, you go and you can measure exactly 3/4 mil, you can draw a red line. If you're over the line, you're out. You're in the line, you're in. That's it. There's nothing more to talk about it being tofel. That's the second opinion. We'll find a mitzius in one neighborhood. You'll have one neighborhood, one house. In my room, we lay in the Megillah, that's rough. And in your room, we lay in the Megillah on your dalet. So the answer is that's the way it is. That's the halacha. And you don't have to worry about loy skod. Who says this? The Das Harim Tukachinsky. Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky. That's his opinion. That's how he holds. Therefore, it's very limited who will be able to play on Tezvav in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, you got to be part of the old city, and we'll give you a grace. Extension of 3/4 mil, of a mil, which is 3/4 mile. Now we come to the third opinion. What?
Yeshua's time is from
here. The Gemara says this.
Okay, but the reason being why?
Say it again?
The makar, why we go back to Yeshua to see whether or not it was a chama then.
That was the takon of the Anshei Knesset Hagdola when they were massacring the miracle of Purim. When they were masakein, that we should lay in the Megillah, built into the laying of the Megillah is that any, for the covered of Yerushalayim, Shushan should not be better than Yerushalayim. The miracle of Shushan took place on the 15th day, so in order that we should give cover to Yerushalayim, we made a takana that any city that had a wall, mostly Yeshua ben Nun, even though the Megillah, the miracle of the Purim took place 1,000 years after the conquest, that was the takana. It's a cover to Eretz Yisrael. Shita Gimel, his shita mutsas, it's middle ground, somewhere in between the shita of, who's the first shita, what was his name, who did say who the person was, the Kafachaim and Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky, is v'chein das roiv gidoyle poiske doireinu. This is why most of the poiske follow. Shem yesh meshach shol batim shchunas kulam nechshav liira achas v'dim ki amukev eschoyma afim hei rechogim mimoy mechoyma harbei yoysem imil v'inim roiim eschoyma. So we basically like the Kafachaim. Ach, here is the limitation. Kol zerakim heim binuyim behemshach echad. That's only if they're built in one continuous stream, one continuous development. Avlim yesh hefsek b'meshach abatim b'zeh afim yesh mercha kotim yoysem imil. Even if there is a hefsek b'meshach abatim b'zeh afim yesh mercha kotim yoysem imil havi hefsek el de b'zeh yesh chiluk b'mahim abatim harachoykim min o'ir im yesh b'kvutzas abatim harachoykim min o'ir sholosh chatzeros shebechol achas yesh beis batim b'kvutzas batim zois rechoyka b'meshach batim o'ir b'merchak b'shalmei v'arboi m'yachar am v'shlish Nechshav hadavar lehefsik, umishav v'halah karem es megillah biyudalit. Avol im kvutza sabatim shemichutz leir hi pachos megimul lechatzeros. It's less than 3 courtyards. V'shish sabatim oz im yesh bein habatim shivim amo u'shtei shlish havei hefsik. I'm not really familiar with all the details here, but it's some type of middle ground. Ach pachos mikach ein ze hefsik v'chol habatim nechshav u'meshach echa v'karem kulam b'tezvav. Okay, I don't know, it's too complicated the details, but basically there's some type of middle ground where you have suburbs surrounding Yerushalayim. It's not part of the original, they were built later, and there is a different neighborhood, and the neighborhood, the now the people that are living there is different, so it appears to be like a different settlement. Then it's not necessarily going to be considered to be part of Yerushalayim. So basically all of the homes that immediately surround the walls of Yerushalayim, that for sure is part of Yerushalayim. Once you start getting to the outskirts of Yerushalayim, where you have new settlements, new developments that are being built, even though technically they are within 3/4 of a mile from the other settlements, and it's one continuous stream. Since they are different developments, not so simple can you consider this to be Tofel to Yerushalayim. And therefore, obviously, you're going to have chilukei deos, and you're going to have many different opinions in the poskim what exactly to do in these developments if you lay in the Megillah 2 days. So you got to speak to people who are there, and you hear these type of stories. The whole Yerushalayim?
Yeah. Some people who are machmer go away from Yerushalayim for...
So why are they machmer? What's to be machmer about? Okay, I don't know. You have to... There's a lot of construction that is that's always taking place out in Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of construction. And they build new developments. You see the advertisements. They're trying to get everyone to buy into these developments. And these developments are really what he's trying to focus on. They're chilukei deos. Mitzad echad, theoretically, that's part of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, the governor, the mayor, serves them as well. I mean, Mitzad Sheni, they're
the political battle, but
Mitzad Sheni, they're not part of the flow, the original development.
Geographic fact: everyone know where Nebi Samuel is. Nebi Samuel,
Shmuel.
Okay, that's on top of Ramah. Historically, that was from there they used to see Har Abayah. If you get on the right position with a good binoculars, you can actually see the top of Har Abayah. That was the first place they looked at. There was a Christian city there in the times of the Crusades, because that was one of the bases when they came that they saw it. So Ramat, which is below that, is that would be within sight of the walls, the Chayra.
I don't know. Hey, you just presented.
Once it was a vine. Okay. It was an empty field there.
Okay. Let's finish up with two more pack quickly. We should divrei yatsiv. Okay, he introduced another condition. It's not enough to be within. You also have to see it. So if you're in a hill or a mountain or a valley where your view is obscured from seeing, that is a problem according to this opinion.
A natural
view of the city. Because of a tour, then shekinirish kechukus choik. It's a joke. In the ear, achas karm be mitzvahs of yom zev mitzvahs of yom nachas. He's coming to reject Rabbi Chil Michel Tukachinsky that one part of the city is going to lay, one's not going to lay. Well, chenir from mitzvahs of yom besoich mil lekrach karm kula betezvav. Ach kol zev kishem aschila kishabonu so ear hoyim mitzvahs of samach losoich mil. V'av shen nisrachev achakach harehu nigvar b'holich. The way it was built was differently. The way it was built, Koydem Richod Mimil, the Cholol of Din Yodalid, Yeshlai Marsh, Avsh Nivna Achach, Nisrachiv, Ach, Mixos, Niknas, Sechamil, doesn't matter. As Adaraba, Hamixos, Hazen, Niger Acharakod, if you build part of the city that was clearly outside, and now you expand it inward, and now part of the city is within the guidelines of being part of Yerushalayim, it doesn't matter. It's too little, too late. The new expansion, which is inward, is going to be part of what's out. It's no good. If you're building from outward inward, he's saying that the inward is part of the outward, and you're laying only on your dal. And that's what he concludes. All of the new neighborhoods, you got to ask the question, what was built first? Therefore, we azed sadis chilu ayin shav ot sharich harbi bedin meilu leinin kiryas sans. Okay, shahaisam miruchekes yosim mishim amu aydei gan shel chayot. There was a zoo. So he says here that Kiryas Tzanz falls in this problem area.
I think that's
Romema
section.
Romema, he said when it was originally built, it was clearly outside of Yerushalayim Lahalacha, and you would lay on your Dalit. Then they expanded it inwards. So the innermost section is within Yerushalayim. But since that came second, the inward section is dragged after the outward section. Everyone in Kiryas Tzanz should lay on your Dalit. And I bet you today they don't. I bet you they lay on Tezvav. V'chein yisoid zeh nakar hagra Birizel, not the gra, it means hagoyin of Aaron Birizel b'makar b'halacha shadivrei hachazoyin ish oimrim rak b'ir shebanua techila b'likesha l'krach ha'mukhav chayma v'achakach hasifu lo b'vatim ad shenasa smuchu l'krach uv'zeh tzorech shlo yehefsek shol yosem shemama v'shirayim avol shechuna shebanu oysa metchila l'klok kechelik me'akrach harayu kechelik mimenu He says if you consider yourself a part of your Shvayim, even though there was a hefsek, it's okay. Chshid Arishayin Leel, the Hevi Shakein Shol Hagoyin of Rav Shimon Ungar. Anyone familiar with Givah Shol? Okay. The Amal Likros Barak B'Tezvav. Give Asholi Paskin on Tezvav. Av Shahoisa Ruchoika Mehoir Yoisa Mishim Amo Vishirayim. Since it was built as an extension of Yushalayim.
It's Kiryat Moshe.
Kiryat Moshe? It's a next. It's been joined. Okay, so I don't know. This very obviously, these are very, very complicated issues. What do we take out of here? Just the Yisoidus. Yisoidus is we have basically three opinions. There's an opinion that says as long as there is a continuous flow, there's a city, and there's a continuous flow, there is no hafsek, you automatically include it no matter what. Then there's the opinion that says, no, we take out a tape measure. We take out the walls of Yerushalayim, take out a tape measure, you go 3/4 of a mile, and that's where it stops. If you're over the line, too bad. And then we have a middle ground. A middle ground that says, there are many, many factors. Among the factors, can you see it? Where you're living, can you see it? Are you tuffle to it in, I guess, in paying taxes? Do you consider yourself, and then even if you're not part of it, did it expand and enter inwards? Did it end inwards, go outwards? These are obviously complicated questions, and there are chiluke deos, and in Eretz Yisrael you do hear stories that there are people in these situations, they find themselves in a dilemma, what exactly to do. They usually end up letting Megillah on one day with a bracha, and one day without a bracha. Okay, we'll take a short break. I have a good topic. A good topic afterwards.
Good topic.
Interesting topic. I'll tell you what it is in a moment.